listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
You know David in the pages of the Bible. Well, today I want to tell you about how David was free from bitterness. Reading to you from 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. We read this. Therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. For something like 15 years, David endured tremendous difficulty because of Saul, the son of Kish, the king of Israel. Saul never had a close relationship with God. After a good start, Saul became proud and hardened against the Lord. When God said that he would replace Saul, the king viewed every potential replacement with fear and dread. And as David rose to prominence after killing Goliath, he became the focus of Saul's murderous jealousy. The paranoia of the powerful made David live as a fugitive his entire young adult life. Now, David heard that Saul was dead. His tormentor could touch him no more, and David could return to Israel, his city, his family, and his career. His life as a fugitive was over. How did David react? He wept. And he wept tears of sorrow, not tears of joy. Out of pure jealousy, hatred, spite, and ungodliness, Saul took away David's family, his home, his career, his security, and you might even say the best years of David's life. And Saul was unrepentant to the end. Yet David mourned and wept and fasted when he learned of Saul's death. David had many reasons to be bitter and full of hatred. Some would say that the circumstances demanded that David hate Saul, but he didn't. This powerfully demonstrates that our hatred, bitterness, and lack of forgiveness are chosen. They're not imposed on us. David chose to become better instead of bitter. And so did all the men who were with him. David's men had their own reasons to hate Saul, but they followed the example of their leader, and they responded to Saul's hatred and venom with love, the same love that David showed. David's sorrow first for Saul, but it was also for his close friend Jonathan. Even more, it was for the people of God who were in a dangerous and desperate position in light of the death of the king and the defeat by the Philistines. David heard that the throne of Israel was now vacant, and it seemed that the royal anointing he received some 20 years before might finally be fulfilled with the crown set upon his head. Nevertheless, David expressed little thought for himself. He thought of Saul, Saul's family, and Israel as a whole. Friends, that's like the nature of Jesus. Others-centered, not self-centered. We see others' centeredness shine brightly every time we let go of bitterness and soften our heart towards those who hurt us. Today, in Jesus' name, let go and find freedom from the prison of bitter resentment.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.